Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here we are, sitting at the bedside table of children all over the world. And it is wonderful. It is just wonderful. Today, boys and girls, I'm going to tell you about my travels to visit wonderful people, to visit children here and everywhere that you can imagine. Do you know where I was last night? Last night, I was sitting on the bedside table of a boy who was living in an igloo. And an igloo is made out of ice. It is blocks of ice that are made into a house. And yes, this was a house in which the Eskimo boy lived up in northern Canada, way up by the Arctic Circle, way, way up. And this was his house. And it was not the normal house he lived in, but it was the house that his father had built because they were out hunting. And they were out in the fields, and they were out in the wilderness hunting. And they were looking for all sorts of creatures to bring home to have for food. And they didn't find too many. They were looking for the seals, and they were looking for things in the ocean. And they would take their long spears and throw it at them. Now, true, Dad had a gun, and he had all sorts of other gadgets that he could use, but it was not too easy. So he had sawed these chunks of ice, and he had made them into a house for them to live in while they were up there in that wilderness north country. You'd think they would have taken a tent along or something else, but this was something that they had done historically, and they wanted to do that. So they built this house, this ice house. And it was nighttime, and the father and the son were in the log house, in this house made of logs of ice. And they had built a fire, and it was kind of warm inside, but it was still pretty cold. And the boy asked his father, "Dad, is this how you used to live when you were a kid?" His father said, "Oh, no, no. We lived in a house." "Well, how did you know how to build an ice house like this?" "Well, son, my dad, who had lived in these ice houses, taught me how to do that. And he taught me how to do that so that whenever I'm in the wilderness and whenever I don't have the right type of protection, because there's no trees up here and there's no shrubs, there's nothing to build a house out of, there's nothing to build protection from the weather, and I wanted to get under the weather, out of the weather and be warm, and this was my own body heat kept it in here, but ice inside of ice, my, you think they'll just be cold and cold and cold." "Well, it's cold, but it is something that I can live with." And the father and son ate their dinner, and they talked about what it was like when Grandpa was there and how he had been in living in such conditions in the early years of his life and how it was a fascinating thing and a wonderful thing, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, it was cold. And the little boy, who was really not so little, he was about 16, he says, "Dad, this is something else again. I don't know. I think I'm glad that we live in our village." And the father said, "You know, son, I'm glad we live in the village, too. But sometimes we go out and go on hunting expeditions like this. And sometimes it's nice to go back and revive what we had experienced as children, what I had experienced. And now you, too, can experience what I experienced. And you, too, can see what it's like." "Well, you know, Dad, I don't think living in the past like this is so terribly exciting. It's kind of cold, and it's kind of a lot of work. And, you know, there isn't too much benefit from it that I can see." The father said, "Son, the benefit that comes from this is something you just can't see. For one thing, it's you and me together doing something like this. Doing something just by ourselves. Just because I care about you." "Well, Dad, I always knew you cared about me, and I always do, and I care about you for sure, but what is it supposed to mean, that this togetherness and that we care about each other? Well, son, how many times in your entire life now are you going to be going up and building an igloo house? I don't know, Dad. I kind of doubt that I'll do it very often. That's right. So you'll have this memory of building the igloo house. But, Dad, to be honest, the memory that I have is being with you. And being with you and knowing that you care about me and know that you want me to be with you and know that you enjoy my company and that you think I'm a wonderful enough guy to be alone with, that you don't have to be with all your other friends. You can just be with me. That's true, son. That's very true. You are a very wonderful man. You're a young man. You're a very wonderful, wonderful son. You're someone I'm very proud of. Dad, thanks for saying that. I know that, but I mean, thanks for saying it. And Dad, you're a wonderful dad. It's wonderful to be with you because you just make me feel so good. Come here, son. Let me give you a hug. So, the father and son hugged. And then the son says, I'm glad you're my dad. You're a wonderful guy. And the father said, son, I'm glad you're my son. You're a wonderful son. And the two of them slipped down into their sleeping bags and fast asleep. And the night faded away. And the morning came all too soon. But they had a good night's sleep, and they dreamt happy dreams of getting to know each other more than they had ever done before. Oh, boys and girls, look what's happening. There comes Mr. Sandman. And Mr. Sandman, he's got pixie dust in that little bag around his waist there, and he's sprinkling it all over this father and this son. And they're falling asleep and having beautiful dreams. Now, are you ready to slip into bed? Grab your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then snuggle under the blankets. And Mr. Sandman's sprinkling his pixie dust over you now. And off to sleep you go for wonderful dreams and ready for a wonderful tomorrow. Well, boys and girls, I'll be back soon again. And when I do, I'll tell you another story. But for now, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.